From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Former Mexico City Mayor Andrés Manuel López Obrador Sunday handily won the presidential race in Mexico. Exit polls showing the 64-year-old López Obrador taking between 49 and 59% of the vote, becoming the country's first leftist leader in decades. Wilson Center Mexico Institute Director Duncan Wood in Mexico City said turnout there was heavy.
We were just checking with some of the polling stations, and they've had a strong turnout. With an hour to go at one of them here in the center of Mexico City, 500 out of 750 possible voters had already shown up, and there were more coming sort of every minute. So you can see that this is an election that has motivated people to turn out.
López Obrador's election is seen as general disenchantment with the status quo, including corruption, an erratic economy, and violent crime. But Wood expects to see a continuation of many policies, not a radical departure, not yet.
On the economic front, we've had a pretty orthodox economic platform presented during the campaign. Fiscal austerity, financial stability, free trade, bringing in as much foreign investment as possible. On the political side of things, I think that this is an opportunity to actually remake the Mexican political system, remaking it in the sense of going back to an older model of governing Mexico, where you had a hegemonic party, where you had president and Congress controlled by the same party.
López Obrador will face disputes with his northern neighbor, the U.S., mainly over trade and immigration. An attack on a military patrol in Gao in northern Mali Sunday left 4 dead, 31 wounded. The ambush involving French soldiers included a car bomb, explosion, and gunfire. Student Ibrahim Touré said he saw a pickup pass by, something was thrown, and they fled. The attack occurred less than a month before national elections are to be held. This is VOA News.